From our gospel reading again, God be merciful to me, a sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You who are loved by God and called to be his saints, grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus tells a parable today in our gospel reading about two men who go into the temple to pray. One is a Pharisee, a respected religious leader, well-versed in the law, observant of all of the teachings and the Torah of Moses. The other, on the other hand, is a tax collector, a person viewed with disdain in society due to their perceived corruption and the greed within their practices. Both men are found standing in the temple, each praying, but their prayers couldn't have been more different from each other. The Pharisee begins his prayer with a list of his virtues, his fasting, his tithing, his good deeds, comparing himself to others, especially looking at the tax collector standing not too far off from him. He thanks God that he's not like the unjust or the wicked. On the other hand, the tax collector stands at a distance. He doesn't even look up to heaven, and he says to God, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus ends the parable with a grand reversal. It's powerful, as he often does, where he says, I tell you, this man, the tax collector, went down to his home justified rather than the religious leader. The tax collector, despite his sin and his low social status, is the one who receives God's mercy in Jesus' parable, not the self-righteous Pharisee. And the thrust of the parable is clear for us this morning. It is not our self-righteousness that justifies us before God, but rather our humility and our willingness to accept God's grace. The Pharisee, while outwardly righteous, is blind to his need for grace and forgiveness. His prayer is more of a statement of self-congratulation, a pat on the back, rather than a plea for mercy. He's focused on his own accomplishments, comparing himself to others, and feeling secure in his status before God. On the other hand, the tax collector is fully aware of his faults and his failures and his sins. And he comes before God with nothing other than humility and openness, knowing that he has no claim to God's favor except God's mercy alone. The tax collector's prayer is not a plea for recognition or affirmation. It's a simple acknowledgement of his brokenness and his dependence upon God's mercy alone. And it is in his humility, it is in this that he experiences the grace of God that transforms, that justifies him, and that restores him back to God. In this parable today from Luke's gospel, Jesus teaches us something profound, that God's mercy is not earned through religious observance or even moral superiority. It is rather received through humility and openness to God's love, no matter how far we have strayed or how unworthy we may feel. It is also important to note that this parable challenges our tendencies to categorize people based on their moral or social status. The Pharisee represents the pious, the righteous, the ones who follow the rules, especially in the church, those we might expect to receive God's stamp of approval. The tax collector in the parable represents the sinner, the outcast, the ones who have gone astray from God. But in the kingdom of God, the usual rules of status and merit are turned upside down. The tax collector, the one whom society condemns and judges and looks down upon, is the one, according to Jesus, who is justified before God. This is a striking reminder to us that God's grace is not about our achievements, not about who we are, not about where we come from in life. But rather, God's grace is about God's willingness to welcome and redeem us, no matter our past, no matter our sins, no matter our mistakes. In a world that often rewards achievements, success, and conformity, Jesus calls us to embrace a radical humility in our gospel today, to let go of comparisons and to come before God, all of us, as we truly are, imperfect, broken, and in need of God's mercy. And so what does this parable of Jesus mean for us here today? How do we live out this call to humility and openness to receiving God's grace for our daily life? Well, first, it means acknowledging that we are sinners, each and every one of us, in need of God's grace and his mercy. The Pharisee's mistake in the parable of Jesus is not that he is a good person, but that he assumes that his goodness gives him a better standing before God's presence rather than others around him. We too, members of God's church, can sometimes slip into this type of mindset, thinking that our good works or even our church attendance somehow make us more deserving of God's grace. But this is a dangerous trap. We must remember that our worthiness comes not anything from what we do, but simply from the love of God, who extends grace to us freely and unconditionally. And then second, this parable of Jesus invites us to embrace vulnerability. The tax collector's simple prayer in our gospel today, "God be merciful to me, a sinner," is an act of deep vulnerability, if not the deepest and most profound. For you see, he doesn't try to hide his flaws or to put on a mask of self-righteousness before God. He comes to God simply as he is. In our world, where we are often encouraged to hide our weaknesses and present a perfect image to others in the community, this is a radical act of faith, to admit our brokenness, our failures, and our need for God's grace is ultimately to open ourselves to the transforming power of God's love. And third and finally, the parable invites us to extend now this grace to others as well. Just as we need God's mercy in our daily life, so too does the world and the people around us as well. And it's easy to look down on others when they're struggling in life, who don't meet our standards and requirements of what it means to live perfectly, or who seem to be just on the outside of our nicely put together box. But if we're honest, we all, every single one of us, all of humanity stand in need of God's mercy, just as much as those we might have the tendency to judge. The call to humility is also a call to compassion and empathy towards others. Just as God has shown to you and to I that unconditional mercy, you and I, as God's people here at St. Mark, are called to share that same mercy with the world around us as well. As we reflect on the parable from our gospel reading today of the Pharisee and the tax collector, let us remember that the kingdom of God is not a place for those who think they have it all together in this life, but rather the kingdom of God is a place for those who know they need God's grace and his grace alone. Dear friends in Christ, God's mercy is freely given to you once again this day. And this mercy is extended to all people, not just those who follow the rules, not just those who are in higher places of society, but for everyone, like the tax collector, who humbly comes before God seeking it. Let us then be a people here at St. Mark who come before God, here especially this day and every day, with open hearts, confessing our need for mercy and extending then that same mercy to others as we leave these walls this day. Let us also work to create a community where all people can experience God's grace, where no one is judged or excluded from receiving God's mercy and love, but where the humble heart is welcomed and embraced. For in God's kingdom, it is the humble, the broken, and the merciful who are lifted up by Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God.